Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points, and today on the show, we're going to talk about Jared Vanderbilt's progress that is now, I don't know if it's still real progress in the way that it was before, but apparently he's not going to be back for another week, or at least not until the end of this one. The Lakers also lost to the San Antonio Spurs last night after telling everybody that they were looking forward to being everybody's distraction, or that they were looking to uplift the city, and dedicated the game to those who are going through it there in the Southland area. Tough night for the Los Angeles Lakers. So before the game even started, we got our first little bit of disappointment on the evening. And no, I don't mean that before the Lakers game even started, the Vikings game was basically over. But no, J.J. Redick was talking to reporters before the game, was asked about Jared Vanderbilt and also Christian Wood. Didn't have an update on Wood, but did give one about Vando, and said that he, while he is apparently still making progress, now I don't know if this is like the fake progress that we were talking about earlier in the season, or the very real progress that he was apparently making a few days ago or a week or so ago. Now, I don't know if he's making some kind of progress in between there or something like that. But apparently, according to J.J. Redick, we are not going to see Vando this week, at the very least. Now, I reported a few days ago or so that I reported that the Lakers were hoping to get Vando back Wednesday. That would have marked the 1 week amount of time that they were supposed to be evaluating Vando during. And that Wednesday game would be the soonest that he could possibly play after that 1 week of reevaluation. I was told that there was some optimism that he might be available for that Wednesday game, but that the Lakers might play this with a little extra caution, seeing as it's a lingering foot and knee issue. And, you know, the last time that Vando came back, he was only available for a short time, had another non-contact injury, and obviously hasn't played since last February. So it looks like they are going to continue on with a bunch of caution here. And, you know, as JJ said, there are some boxes that are still left unchecked by Vando. So he will play whenever he will play. And I also told people as I was reporting on this situation that, you know, I also am not going to believe Vando is healthy until I see him get on the court and see him stay on the court. I still think that's the most prudent way forward here for the Lakers, and or for fans who want to get a clearer picture of what the Lakers could actually be with Vando in the lineup. So we'll see when he's available to get out there. We'll see, you know, which new definition of progress we might get next. But for right now, I still continue to say that healthy skepticism is the most practical way forward here for those who are trying to figure out when they might see Jared Vanderbilt back out onto the court. And we'll see what that would, you know, when that might come. But for now, get ready for more Cam Reddish, baby. In terms of actual basketball, the Lakers got back into action last night, losing to the San Antonio Spurs at home, 126-102. The Lakers started the game well enough. 7-0 run forced San Antonio into calling a timeout. Did wind up losing that first quarter, though, 28-26. Came back in a big way in the second quarter, winning that one 36-25. But then from then on, San Antonio just absolutely dominated the second half, outscoring the Lakers 36-27 and then 37-13. And that fourth quarter was just never particularly close. So, or in terms of like caliber of teams, Rui Hachimura got the start. I thought that maybe Dorian would start in his place. And, you know, just because they seem to need a change in that group. That starting lineup is now 5-5 on the year. They are the definition of mediocre. And your starters, when you have LeBron and Anthony Davis, need to be better than mediocre. So I do kind of think that the next game, one thing to really look for and one thing to really hope for is for Dorian Finney-Smith to get there in that starting group and start playing more minutes than Rui, even though the front office would like us all to think that Rui is not going to be traded for just anybody. I'm fine with him being traded for a ham sandwich at this point. But yeah, we'll see what that starting situation might look like. As far as the game goes, I got into this quite a bit with Raj on the Lounge, yesterday's episode of The Lounge. The Lakers really kind of took it upon themselves and spoke a lot over the last couple days about like being there for the city and representing the city's resiliency and how this game was dedicated to victims of these fires and the first responders who were helping everybody to get through it. You can't do all of that stuff. They even warmed up in these gold shirts with the LAFD kind of emblem on them. You can't do all of that stuff and then no show and get your asses kicked. Like you can't do that, you know. And that was pretty disappointing to watch. Yet another instance where I just think there's a disconnect between the culture that the Lakers think they have and the culture that they actually have. And until that gap is bridged, I think we're going to continue to see a very inconsistent and frustrating organization. All right, that's going to do it here for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown podcast. The Lakers are not in action again until Wednesday when they play the Miami Heat. So we'll see who all is available in that one. Today, I will probably go ahead and, kind of offer up the fallout from this loss that the Lakers had yesterday and probably cover some reporting on, what the Lakers, their record means for their trade interests and all that good stuff as we continue to monitor that situation. Obviously, you have the Vando injury thing. You have the Christian Wood injury thing who the fact that we just like aren't getting updates on him probably indicate that we aren't seeing him this year or that the Lakers don't have plans to see him this year. So, we'll keep an eye out for all of that stuff and go through whatever that we need to go through here on the episodes to come. And until then, and until the next time you guys hear from us, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a great rest of your day, make somebody else's, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.